Look at somebody, say, Your Excellency, your reign shall be good. Listen. This declaration alone is for somebody a prophetic confirmation of something. Or take your seat. In Revelation chapter 1 and in verse 6, the Bible said, everybody read with me, one, two, go. And he has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. How many kings are here? How many kings are here? Shout, I am here, Lord! Say, in 2026, I am reigning as a king. I don't know what this means to you, but other people had their time when they reigned. I don't know if you heard what I said. Other people had their time when they reigned. They were reigning. Their name was reigning. Everything about them, they were reigning. But the Lord is saying to somebody, the time for you to reign has arrived. The season of your reign has arrived. The moment of your reign has arrived. The season of your reign has arrived. The moment of your reign has arrived. Give me lead and shout it out. Amen. Take your seat. Let me rush quickly. This is what the Lord showed me. He said in 2026, he is manifesting his royalty and authority through his people. And I am talking to the people of God, especially the people under this cover. That is who he sent me to. Because there are those, once a declaration comes to say, oh, the pastor said this is what will happen to Nigeria. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking to the people of this house. He said, it is his plan to manifest himself, his royalty, his authority, his in-chargeness, his command through his people. He wants to reproduce himself through his people. Jesus is called the Lion of the tribe of Judah. The Lion wants to manifest through his people. He wants to manifest through his people. He wants to manifest through somebody here. He wants to let the people know that you are not a hyena. You are not a dog and you are not a goat. He wants to let the people know that you are the offspring of a lion and you are a lion. I'm not talking of reigning as a king like unbeliever royalties that are moving up and down oppressing people. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the King of Kings living inside you, moving inside you, manifesting inside you, demonstrating himself through you in your family, in your community, in your place of work, manifesting through you in your generation. Somebody shout, I am reigning as a king in 2026. Say, I am manifesting the authority and the royalty of my God to my generation. If you see all those crusade clips, we never told anybody that anywhere we are coming, carry a motorcade, carry a motorcycle rider to be going in. We never ask anybody. In fact, one of the countries I was going, they say, what kind of car would you like to drive in when you come? I told them, we are not coming here for car to drive. We are coming for souls. Whatever you put me inside to drive, even if it was a tricycle, provided the place is not empty of people. That is why. And so when you see, one of the security officers told me, he said, that kind of treatment you had in Ghana, the other one in Togo or something, he said, that is presidential, where they block the whole road. I mean, that whole road is not, no other person is following it. I said, I'm not aware. All I did, I went to preach. And God decided to manifest his authority and manifest his royalty through us without us asking for it. I speak today by the mantle of God. Anything that is fighting the God in you, hey, that is fighting the authority of your God in you, fighting the royalty of your God in you, fighting the dignity of your God in you, in 2026, they shall collapse. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. He showed me 7 pillars of this declaration. I will say only one tonight. Then we will deal with all of it, plus the requirements for it on the Sunday service. Ensure you are here on Sunday and you come with your expectation for 2026 written. Pillar number one, he said, it is a season of reigning in the Spirit by the anointing. I thought somebody's going to shout. You know, I told you, it is not anything carnal or anything godly or anything secular. It is a season of reigning in the Spirit by the anointing. Where you are just reigning, not just by money, not just by a title, not just by a political office, but there is an anointing upon your life that just makes you to be in charge everywhere. I don't know who God is speaking to, but a strange anointing, a powerful anointing, an unusual anointing. It's not just coming on pastors or apostles or prophets or teachers or evangelists. It's coming on the children of God. Where people will look at you and they will just start running. And they'll be wondering, what is on this woman? What is on this lady? What is on this girl? You are not a pastor, but there is something I see on your life. I feel a fire. I feel a power. I feel a grace when I come around you. Is there anybody like that? Shout the loudest, amen. If you are the one, shout yes. I like this one. Reigning in the Spirit by the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 1 and 2, we saw how Samuel was anointed. How Saul was anointed. Then Saul took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head, that is on the head of Samuel, and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord has anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance? When you are departed from me today, you will see two men. And then he began to go. But the anointing came upon the head of Saul. And that anointing made him to reign as king in Israel. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and in verse 13, we saw how Samuel also poured the oil on David. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed David in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. And Samuel rose and went to Ramah, reigning in the spirit by the anointing. The apostles, the Holy Ghost came upon them. In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2, verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verse 3, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and he sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. What was the outcome? Acts chapter 17, verse 6. He said, these people that turned the world upside down. And when they found them not, they drew Jason and set him brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, these that have turned the world upside down, they have come here also. Anointing came upon them, they turned the world upside down. They shook the world and shook it the right side up. Am I communicating at all? Listen, the anointing is superior to the power of the ballot. The anointing is superior to even the power of connection. Superior to the power of money. Money is essential. We'll come to that later. But there is something the anointing will do for you that all of these things cannot do for you. That is why I believe God positioned this as number one. Somebody here, a dimension in the spirit by the anointing you have not stepped into before. You will step into it in 2026. In 2026, when we talk about anointing, people think that it's all just talking about pastors. No, you need the anointing for your everyday life. You sat in your office, they brought a business proposal for your organization that is a fraudulent proposal. By the anointing upon you and by the operation of the prophetic and word of knowledge, you knew that this is fraud. You are not involved in it. Am I communicating? A joker comes your way and he says, I want to marry you. And you know, and all of a sudden you knew this is a joker. This is a money monger. This is a gigolo. This is a man looking for where to eat from. He's not. All of a sudden, by the anointing, you are aware that this is not a marriage material. This is a damage material. Many people think that when you talk about anointing, you're only talking to pastors. No. You are talking to every child of God. He said we have an unction from the Holy One. 1 John chapter 2 and in verse 20. And we know all things. So we have that unction. That unction that gives you that capacity. That is why he said in 2026, he wants us to reign by the anointing. You went to the same interview. Somebody carried occultic power to the interview to confuse the interviewers. By the time he finishes and is out, you stepped in by a superior power and you nullify the powers he placed on the panel. Hey! Because you are reigning by the anointed, by the Spirit of God. You are speaking to somebody about their soul, and before long they are convicted. You are not an evangelist, you are a regular child of God. Because you carry something on your life that makes it impossible for any devil to resist. He said, I'll give you a mouth and a wisdom. Luke chapter 21, verse 15, which none of your adversaries will be able to resist or gainsay, for I will give you a mouth and a wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist. This is pillar number one. It is a season of reigning in the spirit by the anointing. Pillar number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 will be communicated on Sunday service. Okay? As well as what it takes to walk in this dimension. When you are coming, you come with a bottle of oil. We are going to take the communion as well. So, two-edged sword. First, we take the communion on Sunday and then the bottle of oil. So that the anointing can be physically done. Like it was done for Saul. And done for David by Samuel. and they stepped into the realm of that realm. Having said all of this, I will just say some of the other general prophetic words that God, things that God spoke to me. And I will just say that as we proceed. First of all, this season, right? This is not a pillars. Now, this is just the general prophetic words. Number one, what are some of the things we expect in the year? Number one, we expect the Lord to manifest himself through his people in incredible ways. The Bible said in Romans 8:19, the endless expectation of creation waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Just in front of my eyes just now, I saw a clavicular fracture that is a transverse, almost comminuted fracture. All right? Men literally joined because there is no way for her to leave that hand. We are stepping. God is going to manifest himself through his people in incredible ways, unbelievable ways. Romans 8:19. Secondly, the Lord is rolling off the reproach of his people. You know, it is not possible to be in royalty and be in reproach at the same time. It is the rolling of the reproach, the rolling of the shame, the rolling of the insult. If you are seated here today and the devil has put a garment of shame, a garment of reproach, an insult on your life. In Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, it says, arise, shine, your light is come. The glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Everyone seated here today, anything that is called a shame in your life in previous years, this year it dissolves, it disappears, it is swallowed up into your royalty. Thirdly, we expect the Lord to release judgment on the wicked, the evil, and the ungodly in the land. Terrorists are already receiving their judgment, and it is just the beginning. Their sponsors, their collaborators, their negotiators, none of them is permitted to go free. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? The Bible said our God in Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 23 is a consuming fire. If he's manifesting himself in his people, 24, if he's manifesting himself in his people, he's manifesting himself as the consuming fire. And we trust him to consume the things that must be consumed. Now, this will excite somebody. The fourth one is the Lord answering, he said, lingering questions shall be answered. The question in the heart of somebody that has lingered for a long time. Why is my life like this? Why is my situation like this? What do I need to do? Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3. I will show you great and mighty things which you knew not. Why is my life like this? What do I need to change my life? What do I need to change level? What do I need to do to move from here? It's a lingering questions. He shall answer. Age-long challenges and puzzles shall be unraveled. Was that number 4 or number 5? Number 5 now is the release of due and denied rewards. Due rewards, denied rewards. It is called long-term restoration. The things that were due, the things that were denied, that are yours. In Galatians chapter 6 and in verse 9, he said, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap. I stand there by the mantle, whether it is a devil that denied you what is yours, or a witch, or an ancestral altar, or a generational altar, I stand there by the mantle of God. I declare what is due you shall be released now. Say the loudest amen. What else are we expecting? Number 6, it showed to me that he is raising an army of people. It is a raising of an army to enforce the counsel of God in their generation. the raising of an army. Joel chapter 2, from verse 1 all the way to verse 3. He said he's raising an army in every facet, in business, in industry, in politics, in ministry, in the academics. He's raising an army of people that will enforce his purpose. Number 7. This will interest somebody. He said it is bringing his people into a new dimension of intimacy. A new dimension of intimacy and uprightness with him. These are the people that will represent him fully. A new dimension of intimacy. Lord, I want to know you more. Lord, I want to be closer to you. It will be answered. Lord, why are you so far from me? Why? I can't feel your presence anymore. In Psalm 63, verse 1 all the way to verse 2, it shall be answered. A new dimension of intimacy. A new dimension of uprightness that will represent God fully. Number 8. Are you ready for this? There is the release of higher mantles. Higher mantles and graces for those who will accept kingdom responsibility. Higher mantles, higher graces to meet the demands of such mantles. Higher mantles, higher graces. That is, you have walked in a certain dimension of the anointing, a certain dimension of grace. But as we In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it said you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you and you shall be witnesses. Those who will accept kingdom responsibility, who want to say, Lord, here am I, use me. Use me to plant churches. Use me to build churches. Use me to win souls. Use me to impact my community. Use me to impact my generation. Higher mantles. Higher mantles. Higher mantles. Higher mantles. So, as the higher mantles come, new voices, people that people never knew existed. For some of us, people have despised and ignored you in your community, in your family. New mantles, new graces. And number 9, the release of higher mantles for those who accept responsibility. Number 9, it is the restoration of the candlestick and the fire of those who lost it. Those who lost their candlestick. Who lost their fire. Ah, Mashata. Those whose axe head fell into the water. The axe head fell. They have repented. They are asking the Lord. When I was on campus, I was on fire. When I was in the university, I was the president of the fellowship. What has happened to me? 5 years ago, I could pray for hours. What has happened to my life? Where did I miss it? The restoration of the fire. The restoration of the candlestick. You said the years that the cankerworm has eaten. Joel chapter 2 verse 24, 25. I will restore. I will restore. I will restore. I will restore. It's restoring. But number 10 is very frightening. And that is the loss of the candlestick of all repentant people. You have been lukewarm for a long time. And God has been speaking to you. You have been in compromise for a long time. And the Lord has been speaking to you. And you refuse to adjust. In Revelation chapter 2 verse 5. He said, remember therefore from whence thou art fallen. And repent and do the works as at first, or else I will come unto you quickly and I will remove your candlestick out of its place, unless thou repent. That will never be your portion. I heard a story from a man of God. He said one day, he was in a meeting and he saw somebody with a collar, like a bishop or something, with a big cross, weeping profusely in the course of the service. And he thought, oh, this is a broken man. He went close to him so he can lay hands on him. And the Lord said, don't touch him. He said, he heard it. Don't touch him. And so I was wondering why, Lord. He said, I have rejected him. Wow. That somebody is alive. He has not died. And he has been rejected. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. That will never be your portion. If you are saying amen, say it louder, amen. But somebody tonight that is going to, already from the things I've said, you have seen some keys already. The acceptance of kingdom responsibility. Authority follows responsibility. Mantles follow responsibility. God will not give you a mantle for you to sit down. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, and he sat. Eh? And he sat. And he went and slept. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. And he began to make a show of it. He began to try to impress people that he has power. What happened? He went. He moved. He did something with the mantle. He did something with the crown. He did something with the responsibility. He did something with it. And as he moved, God moved. Stand up on your feet. I see a new season. When you sleep this morning and you wake up, don't allow 1st of January to end until you have articulated what you will do with your life in 2026. Don't allow it to end. Let day one set the pace for the rest of the year. Hallelujah. Don't lazy through this day, this particular day. Don't lazy through it. Hallelujah. Somebody is blessed and you are the one, say aloud, amen. Somebody who is blessed, you are the one, say aloud, amen. Let us just use 3 minutes and establish this in our lives. Lift your two hands and we're going to pray. I will say point number one and all the 10 points. You place it one by one, all those 10 general declarations, and then the pillar number one, and then all those 10. And then we'll establish it within 3 minutes, and then we are set. Lift your hands and say, Father, I thank you for your word to me today. In the name of Jesus, I receive the grace to step into the season where I will reign in the spirit by the anointing. I will reign in the spirit by the anointing. Father, I ask that you manifest yourself through my life in incredible ways. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you roll off every reproach of my life in this season. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you release the judgment on the evil and wicked around us in our generation. Father, I ask that you answer every question, lingering question in my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you release my rewards that are due, my rewards that are denied. Give me long-term restoration, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I am available to be recruited into your army to enforce your counsel in my generation, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you bring me into a new dimension of intimacy and uprightness with you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, I receive higher mantles, higher graces, as I accept kingdom responsibility to do what you want, in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that you restore my candlestick. Restore any fire I may have lost. Restore intimacy in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask that I will never come to the point where I will lose my candlestick, my fire, my voice, and my impact. I ask for mercy where I have erred in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray right now. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. Precious name.
Amen.